Parshas Vayetze, you have the beginning of really Yaakov Avinu's chelik of Avos. He sort of comes into his own at this point. So you have Vayifka b'amokim, Vayolon Shom, Vayikach ma'avna amokim, Yosem ha'shoysa, Vayishka b'amokim ahu. So the pratim over here, of Vayikach ma'avna amokim, Yosem ha'shoysa, seems to be extremely extra. There's no reason in the world why. He slept on the ground. Say that. So if it's Vayolon Shom, that's fine. Vayikach ma'avna amokim Yosem ha'shoysav, to tell me the chiddush that the Avonim was argued and they became one. First of all, some Pashtonim hold that that's not pshat nepasuk. In other words, me'avna amokim could be one evin of the makom. It's just a Joshua Chazal, and it certainly is not meforish in a pasuk at all. That is the whole. It's meduyek. There's some diyek, but the pasuk should not tell me that. So it should say vayifka vayolin shom, and that's it. What's the vayikam the makom hashoyse vayishka makom hu? The vayishka makom hu is to tell me later that he said manera makom hazeh. You know, he was mitzdaya that he slept there. Fine. But the Vayikam HaShoysav just seems to be not of any consequence. It then says that he took Vayikach HaSa'ev HaShoysav HaShoysav Yosem HaShoysav HaShoysav HaShoysav. So, he needed Avonim from his Be'ach. He didn't make him his Be'ach, he made Matseva. So fine, he took an Evan. The address of the Evan, that this is Bidyuk, the Evan that he slept on, is something that seems to be also obviously there's some sort of significance that Stavka, the Evan that he was noch on, and the Evan they slept on, that he made the Mizbeach. What's the meaning of it? You have the Sipat Vorm later with the Evan on the Be'er that it was Goylol, and that seemed to be that the Evan was some sort of impediment, not something positive. The Pasuk later on by the Brachas of Yaakov Avinu, it says Vateisha Beisen Kashtoi. So again, Pshuto Shel Mikra over here is he was firmly entrenched, Vayafoyzu Zroya Yodov, and he got the Malchus, the gold ring, Midei Avir Yaakov, Mishom Roya Evan Yisrael. And from there he became the Roya Evan Yisrael. So what does the word mean? What does the word Evan Yisrael over here mean? So in Pshat it could mean, in just reading it, it could mean that Klal Yisrael is nimshal to an Evan, the Chizik of Klal Yisrael, and the Atzmus of Klal Yisrael. Evan Yisrael would be a description of Klal Yisrael, betokfei b'chizkoi, the Targum. And Rashi brings it. The Targum brings the same. Rashi brings in the trikin that the Targum brings. Avon ubnin. That Evan is meloshin avu ben, and it means the his father and the children. So Yosef Avinu became firmly entrenched in Mitzrayim. He was able to he was able to bring down his father and support him. And his father and his brothers, Mishom Roy Evan Yisrael. So, Mishom Roy Yisrael, it would be wonderful. He was able to be Zan Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael includes Yaakov, his children, the grandchildren, everybody. What's gained over here by being Mechane Klal Yisrael, Evan Yisrael, Avu Ben? I mean, it's a short on words, Kilo. It needed to fit into the rhyme. What's the? I mean, you want to say Avu Benin Yisrael itself covers it. Mishom Rei Yisrael. Yisrael means Yaakov Avinu for sure. It's called Yisrael. It means Klal Yisrael. There's something here about Evan Yisrael that Yaakov Avinu and Betziruf his Banav. The word Evan as Evan and including in itself Av or Ben is the Atzmis of that Pirush. That's a Nakuda where you see again Yaakov Avinu's Mohus and Mila is called Evan. Even with the Targum and Rashi, the Pshat and Evan being Av Uben, it probably comes back to this Evan. The Mokoim that he went to, it says Vayifka ba Mokoim ba Yolin Shom. So it's Ki'ilu a remez to teach me that the it's the same place. It says ba Mokoim, and the Torah doesn't say which one, so it must be Har Moriah. Is there a reason why the Torah is so mekamtzim in not telling me, you know, Vayiga Lemuria, Har Moriah, Yerushalayim, whatever you want to call it, it had some name. So Rashi says, like, you know, brings the Chazal Yiska, Kosbeze Mokim, Elabab Mokim, this is called Kamach, Har Moriah. So fine, so instead of giving us Rimozim, Mokim, to go back forth, say, Vayifka Bahar Moriah, what's the problem with it? The Rambam, when he brings in Klei Amigdash about where you're supposed to build everything, so everything is something that every Kli in the Migdash has a Mokum only in a relative sense. This is in the outside, in the Chatzah. This is in the Heichel. This is Mashuach Droima. This is the Minoi. The different Klei HaMikdash did not have specific locations, they had relative locations. There was a Seder Dvarim had to set it up. Mizbeach, Achitzen, which is kind of in the order of the Kelim, less than the other Kelim, the Rambam says, Mekoymoy Mechuven Heitev. Its location was excruciatingly specific. It had to be in a very, very specific place. And if you didn't have it there, it's not good. It doesn't say quite so good, but like upon him, the mitzvah of building the Mizbeach wasn't a relative place, it was a very specific place. And it says it's the same makom that Yitzchak was Nikrav, and Stakeda, and same place as Yaakov, and so on. Okay, that's nice, but Lamashal, you have the din of Tzofen, is of shechting tzofen is because that's masked the schus of the Akeda. It's a general area. I mean, the very fact that Har Moriah as a whole is kaddish because Yitzchak was mukrav over there, that itself tells me that whole makom is kaddish. There's some sort of extraordinary chiddush over here that it has to be extremely specific. What's gains? What's in that specificity of Mokum that's miyuchad over here by the Mizbeach? One more area which is interesting, the Maral speaks about this. It says that if somebody teaches a Talmud, she'eino hagun, ki'ilu zeirek even lemarkulis. So Markulis had an interesting, it was an Avodah Zarah. It had a very, very interesting oifin of being Eved Avodah Zarah. They threw rocks at it. Not clear what kind of Indian it was, but that was the Surah of the Avodah Zarah. And if you teach a Talmud Shein HaHogun, it's like Zurich Evan the Markulis. What's the Indian? I mean, it's so, even just the idea of, if I would say that if you teach Talmud Shein HaHogun, it's like you're being Eved Avodah Zarah, be hard to understand. You could say it means that the person has bad deis, like tzaddik and baisus. You're going to create a new avodah zarah in Klal Yisrael. They're going to take the Torah off the derech. So maybe you could stretch it for general sense of avodah zarah. But punkt, vold avodah zarah, it's like even markulis. What's the get of it? Mal speaks about it to Meirich and will try to give over the nekuda that he says over here. So let's go back over here to the Inyan over here of the Evan and so on. In the Musig of Binyan, the world itself, if one were to say the core avoda, or not say avoda, the core hasegim, accomplishments in this world would be called binyan. It's the world comes to us as it comes, and a person builds buildings. The Dor HaFlaga wanted to build a migdal. Binyan is something which is probably a core melacha in terms of achievement. Melachim used to build all sorts of palaces, pyramids, memorials, because binyan is seen as being my creation of a world. That's what the tzura of binyan is. In order to build, a person needs, there's two inyanim that are vital to binyan. Almost a tata disaster. One is, I need a very firm place, some place where everything can stand and be a dava mutzak. It needs to have bedrock. When you're building, the first thing the builder does is test the ground to see if it's how strong is the ground. So you need to have the place where it's standing. Then you need to have and then you're adding to that. So every type of binyan includes in itself the sheirish and the hemshech. Sulam mutzav arza v'roisha migash v'maima. That's what every type of binyan be'etzem is. If a person builds something on sand, he built nothing. And if a person doesn't add anything to what's there, he didn't build anything either. Those are the two the basic nekudas that comprise binyan. The material that is most essential to binyan, if it, the material that lends itself strongest to binyan is evan. In place it didn't have avanim, so like in by Bavel, they used levanim. They took chemer and made levanim. One spoke about it, that they created avanim themselves. But what's the aside for binyan is evan. Evan, first of all, is the makom that is most solid to build on, to call it bedrock. It's something that you can build a binyan on. And evan is that if you mamshich a binyan with avanim, you can keep building. And most other things collapse at some point. Avanim don't seem to have the big old binyanim. The huge binyanim were made out of avanim, and once you put it in place, it stayed and it supported everything on top of it. So evan includes itself the property of being able. It's the thing that is strongest, most solid for the purpose of binyan. The av uben is what an evan is. In other words, an evan includes in itself that it's a yesoid and a hemshech. It's the yesoid as a bedrock, and each rock that you lay on the other rock becomes a yesoid for the next one. And that's why you can keep building. A binyan of avanim can be made extremely big, extremely tall. Like you see all the old, like the kaisel and so on, those massive binyanim, because as long as it's evan, it can keep going. So evan itself is a sort of encapsulation of avu b'noi. It's not something that is, it's not just a kind of play on words to shorten it. Avu b'noi is that's its mitzias. That is when we're talking about physical things. One more item is very very closely aligned with it, and that is makom. Any place, anything that allows for something else to exist on it, without giving way is called a makom. The whole concept of makom is something that can be a chetimt of something else. So if I say this is a good makom to build a city in, so it means the place supports a city. Whatever I think, in the building, in the farming, in the economy, but the musig of a makom is it allows whatever else is on it to exist. So Nefesh HaChaim says it more or less like this: that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called makom, makom shel olam. This is where Chazal is. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like it's Tzur Yisrael. It's something that you can. It allows for other things to exist in it. That's what the Pchinas Makom is. So we have two items and two elements, the Evan and Makom. Both of them are something that is a certain chizik, a certain a strength that allows it. It's something which is kayam. In a way that it supports what's on top of it, and allows for hemshech and binyan. That's on a physical level. Let's talk a little bit. Let's move it forward to the world of musagim and das. Rabbi Nachmanides says in Ras Hanan and Re'e, he speaks about the that one certainly starts. With the Maseiros Avos and so on, but he holds it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv of some or an inyan to that a person should then understand it with his sichlius, with his seichel, and be misamik in it with his das and with his seichel. The Akeda talks about it that the emuna shleima, Akeda's in these parashas, that the emuna shleima is when a person takes. Whatever it is that he has me a voice of, and he's mamshechit and so on. There's the Ramah has a sefer called Teres Oila. The Teres Oila is a sort of Teres Chatas is a halacha sefer. The Teres Oila is a sefer on. Depth of Torah, I guess to call it that way. It's a little bit philosophical, and it's basically made to explain the inyanim pnimiyim of the Mishkan and Avodas HaMishkan. So, in the third chelek, I think it's Perek Gimel, maybe he speaks about the Karbanis. He has a few prokim where he speaks about Karbanis and Mizbeches coming from. From Adam and Rishon, going through Matan Torah, through the Avos Matan Torah, and Mishkan, explaining what the Inyan of Mizbeach was, what the Inyan of Karbanis was, and so on. He says over here, by Yaakov Avinu, and he explains over here the Sulam, the Chaloim of the Sulam, and so on, and he's mistamech on the Rambam or Nevuchim. He's marichit and explains it more or less. He says the following nekuda that Yaakov Avinu, on top of the Maseiros of his Avos, he produced a ladder, extending it through Seichel and Das and so on. That's the toikif of the cholam and of the inyan over here. The Kedushas Levi says it in Chassidish Nusach. He says that Yaakov Avinu took the avanim and he put it under his head. In other words, the head is the das and the seichel, and it has to lean on something, and that was on the Evan. That's the nusach that he uses. It's not off, not far from what the Rambam was saying. I'll try to explain a little bit. Let's understand the Mahalach of the Avos, and why the Mahalach of the Avos is not only what happened to the Avos, but it's the Mahalach that has to be. Avraham Avinu, the Rambam says, had he come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rambam constantly emphasizes that he was shakua between the Avodah Zarah, and he had zero in terms of Mesiras Avos and society or anything that would allow him to understand it. So the Rambam writes that Hilchus Mishaitet Bedatoi, his mind started wandering, and he started asking, and he started realizing, and so on, until he was Oymed Bedaitoi, the emes of Yichud Hashem, v'chulu, and then he went out to preach it. So Avraham Avinu came to Hakara through Das and Seichel. That's only was possible. It says a chachmatoz lebalov ze Avraham Avinu ze Avraham. The chachma is attributed to Avraham. Chacham bereishah ze Avraham. Chazal in different places are mechane Avraham with chachma, because he went. Nothing there was a given. Everything had to come from chachma. In one lashon it says Shnei Kel Yosef, some places Nasik Rabbanim, some places Nasik Shnei Chachamim. That's where Avraham came from. Yitzchok's Avoida was totally the opposite. Hoyli Male Hoshiv Lecha. Avraham Avinu said, I could have argued with Rabbi Shalom. Yitzchok never had that Hoyl Hoshiv. There is no greater negation of das and seichel than being moise nafshei. It means a total negation, because you dehear it as being emes no matter what. So lemashal, if I could give an example, a scientist discovers facts, and the facts themselves are baffling. They don't have any, they don't fit into anything he understands. But if he's a real scientist and he's convinced that he tests and retests and the facts are the facts, then he has no choice. He starts with the metzias and then he builds his theories around them. That's the way it works. Yitzchok was blind means that when you see things, it's you don't always live at the metzias. This is what you see. A blind person has to feel it. It has to be solid. It has to be palpable. And everything that is maimin in is like a metzias. That's it. So the hakrava of Yitzchok is the exact opposite of Avram's kami das and sichloi. In das and seichel, there's no way to understand the akedah, but it's the tzav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam says, they were so sure of the nevuah that it was a metzias to them. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, it was a metzias, and that was it. That's Yitzchok's darga. Because if something stands on seichel, it stands on quicksand. Because at the end of the day, a person's seichel is not ultimate. It's not solid. It rests on his own ritzonis, taivis, weaknesses, on his bas of adam. And b'meila, there's nothing to build on. Yitzchak was the one that was makad the makam. The kviyas makam in the bria. Where is a makam that you can build a building on, no matter how tall it'll be, it'll stand? Is that place that's called makam. Adarabba, makom is a much better and stronger description than Har Moriah, because that's its mohus. Its mohus is a makom a person can build on. Yaakov's Aveda was, now that we have a makom, it's possible to build on it, and now is a chiv to build on it. In the Mahalchi Ovis, Yitzchak is Aveda, Yaakov is Torah. Avram is Gmilas Chesed, Yitzchak is Avoida, and Yaakov is Torah. Gmilas Chesed is totally my decision to do and to give. If I'm compelled to do it, it's already, there's a mashan halacha, there's things in stock, there's things that is a chayva versus things that I can choose to give. There's avchana. In pure chesed, there's the mashal sivloinis, matonis. If people give each other, it becomes a chiyuv. The pure chesed is coming from nowhere. It's my ratzon atoyv to be meitiv. That's Avram's mida. Yitzhak's mida is his batlus. Avoida is totally his batlus, which means the other exists and I don't. It's affirming the solidity of the makom. Then there's a third chelek of Avodas Hashem, which is called Torah. Torah, on the one hand, it's asked of me to use my das and my seichel to build halachis. The determination of halachis are leba shemaimi. Every chiddush derais is chaviv takadosh baruch hu. It's called chidushim, but it stands on something, and it stands on luchos avonim. Luchos avonim is the yesoid. Torah shebiksav is the yesoid. Then there's a mesoiris, and then on top of that, you build out tili tilim shalachis. Ein kates halachis that you could possibly, that divrei seferim bring out from the Torah. So Torah really is a bridge of the two. It combines the two. Torah starts with Dvar Hashem, and it ends with Torah Dilei. It ends with Ubitarasoi Yegem Valayla. So Torah requires a hakara that the muskel of Hashem is outside, and the hemshech is on me. The truth is, it's always like that in chachma. Every chachma has to start with axioms. Those axioms can be experiential, that everybody always sees lines parallel. It could be something about my seichel and dasis, that everybody's seichel and dasis. You can't, there's no chachma that can support itself. It stands on things that are a mukum, that are a rock. On that I can build. If I doubt the axioms, then the whole chachma itself is of very little value, and it collapses. So al kapanim, that is the tzura of the avis. The tzura of the avis starts with hakara atzmis, with chachma, and that itself is the only way you can start something. But it's deficient. You then have it brings you to a total hisbatlus, which is the hakara of mokim, and then it allows for binyan on top of that. That is the mahalach of the avis mitzad avoida that reflects the same kesher of evan and mokim to binyan. Yaakov Avinu left Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu builds Klal Yisrael. He's the one who has children, Shvatim. The musig of Banim starts with Yaakov. Avraham and Yaakov are all Avis. From then on, there's Banim. And Banim need an Av to stand on. They need somebody who, an Av is somebody that has genetic material that's coming from somewhere, and he's able to pass it on and build a new being with it. Yaakov comes to the Mokrim. That's the Mokrim. The Mokrim that Yitzchak was miyasid as a Mokrim. That's it. In that Mokrim, he takes an Evan and puts it Mirashoysov. He puts it under his das and seichel, that should be, that's the place that it rests on. And in Avram Avinu's mizbeach, in Avram Avinu, what he was makriv was, he took the matzeva that he put under Mrashoysav, and that became his makom avoda. So it's not just. What he brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his expression of Avodah was a place that built out on top of it, a place that there's a binyan on top of it, and it's moving forward. That was Yaakov's b'china, and that's where Yaakov Avinu's Evan comes into play. When he speaks about Klal Yisrael, he speaks Roya Evan Yisrael. We saw Rashi in the Targum of Evan being Av and Ben. That exactly is that. In other words, when Yaakov is there with Banav, it's not just a mikra, it's a multi-generational family, that, you know, with a great-grandfather and a grandfather and an uncle and this and that. Evan Yisrael is a mitzias that Klal Yisrael stands on something that the Hemshech and the Seid and the Sheirish are Chada Miksha. The Evan includes in himself the strength to support, and it's the building block for the next. Let's go back to Evan Markulis. The Maral explains, and again, a little bit, I'll just change a little bit the Nusach, but he says, when a person teaches Torah, an Evan we said is a strong thing, and it's solid and supports everything else. Everything in the Bria has a makom except Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is something that's kulei sheker. Kol etzenusa asur b'aretz. This is the Avodah Zarah because it's ki'ilu. It has no metzias. It's nothing. There's nothing to it. It's kulei dimyon. So the avodah of Evan Markulis was taking Evan, which is the building block of the world. It's the Tzur Yisrael. And throwing it to Tohu, the Maral says. It's basically the one way in which it's possible to destroy the Sheirish. A dogma. Everybody is neshteimim on the side of the Bria, and it's a mockum to see Niflas Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you say yes, look around at this amazing world. Look at it's this and this Avodah Zarah. I'm taking the very solidity, the solid bedrock, and turning it into jello. And the same thing with kfir and so on. So Kapanim, Evan Markulis was a type of Avodah Zarah that was poigea in that very Sheirish. If somebody teaches Torah to a Talmud Sheinu Hagun, what does a Talmud Sheinu Hagun mean? If he's not smart or he's not good enough, so we say that's not Talmud Sheinu Hagun, Pastor Shalom. A Talmud Sheinu Hagun means he's very smart, but it all rests on a very, very not firm basis. There's no atzmius of bedrock of yiras alikim of total negation. It rests on his own ritzoinus, deus, ritzoinus, whatever. So basically, you're taking Torah, which is meant to be stone and stand firm, and you're feeding it to something. So this person is going to take a migdal of Torah, a binyan of Torah, and be married it l'toihu. That's what you're doing. So the mashal of Evan Lamarkulis is exact. It means that the person is taking something which be'etzim, if Torah is built on solid ground, then the Torah itself is solid, and it can bear the weight of whatever else you put on it. If you throw a Talmud Sheinu Hagun, it's like the stronger and the heavier the binyan is. If it's built on quicksand, the quicker it'll sink, and the quicker it's going to become, it's going to go to timoyah, it's going to become toyu. That's the Evan Markulis. So let's understand it mitoras. We as banim and my service and so on. In the tug of war between what we call Miseris and what we call Havana and Mechkar and so on and so forth. So the understanding is, each one of the first two avos could not build a klal. There's no binyan, not in Avram and not in Yitzchak. There's no Evan, there's no Avu Ben. Because in Avram, there is there's tremendous binyan, but that binyan, it rests on Das Adam, so that cannot have a kiyum. It's just like a scaffolding. A scaffolding is not strong, but you just need it there in place until you have the binyan in place. So seichel, a person who was not there and is niskarev, at whatever level. So the das in a seichel is a scaffolding. It brings him to the place it should be, but if it keeps building on it, at the end of the day, it's because I think so. Today I don't think so. Today I don't feel like it. I mean, it's an idea of mine, and I don't feel like it. I'm misyachested as a thought. And that doesn't, so that's not a place that you can build anything on. Yitzchak Avinu identified the bedrock. He was the one identified the makom. His hakrava, his mesiras nefesh became bedrock for Klal Yisrael. And every single binyan afterwards could be built on it. Nothing could not be built on the bedrock that he put there. There's nothing more solid and a bigger sense of the amitus than a person who gives everything for it. And that's Yitzchak. But that midah in itself doesn't go further. It's afro tzavu hunach. It's like afro. When you take something and you burn it down, you get just the atzmis of the thing itself. But that's all it itself is. Yaakov Avinu, by using Yitzchak's makom and using the evan from Yitzchak as the place to put his ladder of das on it. That's what Ramah says, more or less. It's the ladder is thinking. Hasaga and tfisa is a ladder. It's a rung by rung by rung, step by step process to get to a higher tfisa and avana. Yaakov Avinu is mechaba the two, one on top of the other, so that you can have a sulam that's mutzav arza, and Rosh HaMegiyah Shemaima. That's why Yaakov's avodah through Torah, because Torah has that hakara of, on the one hand, a person who learns and is not, doesn't have a bedrock of emunah and hakrava atzmis as a place to put the sulam on. The sulam, it will topple and kill him together with everybody on the sulam. But if a person plants the sulam on a place that it's solid, if he hasn't reached Shemayim, it's because he hasn't built enough sulam. It's because his atzah's not building forward. Yaakov Avinu's took that as a matzeva. The matzeva, it says, interesting. It's a certain type of mizbeach where the other mizbeach is avonim. Avonim are strong, but if you're building with avonim, you always have the weakness because each evan is separate. When you have one evan, a matseva, a slab, there's nothing stronger than that, nothing more solid than that. And be'etzim, the mashmos chazal is that's something that's preferable, except that since Avraham took it over, it became battle. Yaakov Avinu's midah was to be able to take. Not only did he build with Avonim, it was one Evan. It became a makom that you could build on with no weakness on it. So our Torah is the Yisoid that's with Yaakov. If someone asks what's more important in Torah, the answer is it's a silly question. What's more important than a ladder? I need a ladder to get up to the roof. So is it more important how many rungs in the ladder, or if the ladder can withstand my weight? The answer is either a two is going to be useless. If it doesn't reach the roof, it's not getting there. And if it collapses under my weight, I'm not going to get there. So what's the difference? The Amitas of Torah requires that there be a Seid of Yer Shemayim pure, that a person understands that the world starts with things that he does understand. The Emes and the Metzias and everything else is not his das, but it precedes his das. And even if he sees it as being seisa, that it, you know, esma lamartali, you know, kibitzu chazara vayoyim atomeli haleisham loyla. It Avram Avinu tainet Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak didn't tainet that. It's a metzias. It's like a scientist saying, "I'm baffled. It can't be." But if it is, it is. I first have to start with the metzias. Then I can build around my philosophy around the metzias. By Avraham Avinu was a tzitzkis that he didn't use the point. Yitzchak didn't even go. There was no question. There was no question in it. Once I have that rock, once I have that solidity, then when if a person doesn't have the Yer Shemayim that's underneath it, then Chas V'Shalom he's throwing afterwards Avinu Hakos. But if a person has it, that becomes the Avinu Yisrael, that becomes the Makom on which he builds out. And the Torah that he learns is that sulam, that's mutzav arza and reisha magia shemaima.